Happy Memorial Day. I also thank God for having Xiaoling pick those verses today.
我今天也很感谢神让我们的小林姐妹选了这些经文。
Because in 1 Peter it says, you were bought by the priceless blood of Christ.
这个彼得前书是这样说，你们是用主耶稣基督的宝血所拯救的。
He is the perfect lamb.
主耶稣基督是那个完美的羔羊。
And today I'm talking about the good shepherd.
今天我要讲的经文，讲的主题就是好牧人。
The good shepherd is also the perfect lamb.
好牧人也是那完美的羔羊。
Because only the good shepherd would die for his lambs.
因为只有这个好牧人才会为他的羊而去死。
I think we should be convinced every time we see how the verses that are chosen and how they match with the message that God is with us.
我们真的是会发现，我们也被这样说服了，就是每次我们诗歌所选的经文，往往是和今天正道的主题是很相适合的。
Because we really know that the Bible is one unified whole.
因为我们知道这个我们的圣经是一个完美的整体。
So let's read these verses together first in English and then in Chinese.
我们先读一下这样的经文，先读英文，然后再读中文。
Please read along with me.
和我一起读。
Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field."
我们下面读中文马太九章三十五节。耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们。 因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般，于是对门徒说：“要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主，打发工人出去收他们的庄稼。”May
God bless those who read this word.
愿神祝福刚才读他话语的人。
I hope that this morning we're all here with joyful hearts to worship together.
今天我愿
Because we don't all worship together all the time.
We
should remember that we are one body. And not only that, what we do here, people have done for thousands of years.
我们今天在这里所行的是，我们历代历世的人已经在这里行了几千年了。
So we're part of holy history.
我们是这个圣洁历史的一部分。We
should consider it a privilege.
我们应该把这个作为我们的一个优势。Some
of us feel it's long and maybe a little bit boring.
我们有时候会觉得这个过程有比较长，有时候也比较乏味。But
we have no trouble watching the favorite TV shows for hours on end.
但是我们在看最喜欢的电视的话，时候我们看几个小时也不会累的。So
I hope we will be able to focus on God today.
我愿今天大家在这里一起能够注目在神的身上。I
also want to thank the youth choir. They did a fantastic job today.
我也这里要谢谢刚才的我们年轻人的献诗班，他们做了一个唱了非常的好。Such
perfect harmony.
真是非常的和谐。
We know why the Bible uses the example of sheep to describe people.
我们知道为什么圣经用这个羊来描述人。
Because we are like sheep in many ways.
因为我们在很多方面就像那个羊一样。
Sometimes we are sleepy sheep. We can't keep our eyes open.
有时候我们在那里就很打瞌睡，就像那个沉睡的羊一样。
But we may not know that sheep actually have very good hearing.
但是我们有可能不知道，这个羊呢，它的听觉是非常的好的。They
are not the most intelligent animals.
它们有可能不一定是非常聪明的动物。
But they are able to recognize the shepherd's voice.
但是他们能够识别他们的牧羊人的声音。
Even if different flocks of sheep gather together to eat, when the shepherd calls, they will separate out and follow the right shepherd.
我们知道有很多的羊群，不同的羊群，他们在一片草地上混在一起吃草的时候，当他们的羊的牧羊人呼唤他们的时候，他们不同的混在一起的羊就会分开，各自随各自的牧羊人。
I found out something interesting about their eyes.
我也发现这个羊，我也学了一下，这个羊这个眼睛有一些很奇怪的事情，我们不知道的。
Yeah, 有点怪，是。They have horizontal slit-shaped pupils.
他们有这个水平的，但是像一个槽子一样的这个瞳孔。
That means they have excellent peripheral vision.
这个就是说他们在这个平面上有很好的视觉。
Over 300 degrees, they can see without moving their heads.
他们往前看的话，左右大概能覆盖300度。的这个范围，一共是360度。
So be careful. Some sheep may be watching you. You don't even know.
那个羊呢，看得很宽，所以你要知道，如果这个羊有可能在看着你，你有可能也未必知道。
But they have very poor depth perception. They cannot tell the difference between how deep a hole is or how shallow it is.
但是他们的视觉呢，有一个问题，就是他们不能识别这个。有多深，所以他前面看见一个坑的话，他不知道这个坑有多深多浅，他完全不知道。
So shadows and holes in the ground scare them and they fall in.
所以地上的有一个阴影或者有一个小的坑的话，他们就很害怕，他们就有可能会摔下去。
And it makes me think of our own spiritual eyes.
这个呢，使我想起我们的属灵的视觉。
We are distracted by so many different things around us, but we don't look deeply into God's truth.
我们被周围很多的事情所吸引，我们周围范围很宽，但是我们这个视觉并不深，所以我们不能很深的看神的话语。
Today's first verse tells us that people suffered from every kind of disease and sickness.
第一节我们所读的经文就是说，人们有各种各样的疾病和被各种的疾病和和困苦所环绕。
We are living in such a comfortable part of the world.
我们住在这个很舒服的地方，就是在世界上看起来是一个很舒服的地方。
So we very seldom feel that we have any great need for help.
我们很少有觉得我们需要帮助。
Especially because we live in a culture that emphasizes individuality and self-reliance.
特别是我们住在这样一个社会里，它是很注重个人的隐私和个人的努力。
But Matthew wrote that when Jesus saw the people, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd.
这个马太福音9:36是这样写，他耶稣看见许多的人，他就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。
But did you know that in the Gospel of John, before he called himself the Good Shepherd, he said he is the gate for the sheep.
但是你知道吗？在耶稣在约翰福音这样写着，耶稣在说他自己是羊之前，他说他是
牧人
啊，他是
牧人之前
啊，他说啊
羊的。
他说他自己是牧羊人之前，他说自己是羊的门。
In the ancient walls of Jerusalem, there was a gate on the northern side of the city by which the animals were brought in from the countryside into the city to be sacrificed, and was called the Sheep Gate, and it's still there today.
在这个古代的耶路撒冷的城墙那块呢，它有一个地方呢，在这个城市的北面有一个门，这个门呢叫做羊的门，它现在还在那个地方。
There was only one door where the sheep go into the city.
这个城墙上这个门呢，只有一扇门让这个羊呢进这个城。
And usually when the lambs go into this door, they don't come back out.
一般来说，这个羊进了这个门之后呢，这个羊就再也不会从这个门出来了。
So it may have been a shock for the people to hear Jesus calling himself the gate, because when they go through that gate, they die.
那个时候人们听见耶稣说这句话的话，那些人就是很惊讶，因为他们说如果耶稣是这个羊的门的话，他们进去以后就会死了。
Which is why he made it a point to say he will come in and go out and find pasture. He will not die who goes through my gate.
所以这个耶稣在这里说，我就是门，从我这里进来的必然得救，并且进去出来都有草可以吃。
See, those lambs go in, they don't come out. We go in, we come out. We have freedom, we live.
知道，我们知道那些羊进了这个门之后就不会出来了，但是我们有这样的自由，我们进去和出来都可以。
So when we read Jesus saying he is the gate and then he is the good shepherd, we think of sheep peacefully out in the pasture.
当我们读到耶稣说他是那个羊的门，那我们就觉得那些羊是进去出来都很自由。
But no, when we hear it, we think of peaceful pasture.
Yeah, 我们听到的这句话的时候，我们想到的是那些很平安的，有一些美丽的草场。
But because if you study John chapter 10, Jesus is speaking the temple, it has a different meaning for them.
但是你们读约翰第七章的话，第十章第七节。
Yeah, in John chapter 10.
约翰第十章的时候，你就是知道那个耶稣说的那个圣殿的话，和这个是不一样的事情。
Yeah, when he said he was the gate, they are thinking of something else.
当耶稣说我是羊的门的时候，他的门徒是在想另外的事情。
So because all around them sheep were being slaughtered.
因为在这些门徒的边上，那些羊正在被宰杀。
So again, he tells us what we know about sheep, that he will keep them safe, even though those sheep were not safe.
所以耶稣在这里说，即使那些羊进去之后不再出来，但是他会让他的门徒进出得自由。
So Jesus is emphasizing he's a different kind of gate from what they know.
在那里，耶稣在强调，他不是他的门徒所知道的羊的门。
And it tells us that we are safe because we cannot be snatched out of his hand.
那告诉我们，因为耶稣不会让那些人把我们从他的手中夺走，所以我们是平安的。
This is the picture there when he was speaking about sheep. They were being slaughtered.
这里耶稣在说那句话的时候，人们所思想的就是这么一幅图画，那些羊在那里被宰杀。
So today I just want to help you focus on a few words in these four verses.
今天我在这里就愿意帮各位理解，就是那个些经文中的几个字。
Think about it. Says Jesus went.
我们想第一个字就是耶稣走遍。
Then it says he saw the crowds. He really saw them.
第二个看见耶稣看见那些人。
And after he saw them, he had compassion on them.
第三个就是说耶稣看见他们以后，就对他们就有怜悯他们。
And then he gave a command. He said,
耶稣最后就给了一个对门徒说，给了一个命令。
And he said to pray to ask for help for these lost lambs.
所以耶稣就让他们在那里祷告，愿神拯救那些失散的羊。
So the salvation story would be so different if Jesus didn't go, if he just sat at home, he sat in Nazareth, he sat in the synagogue, and day after day he waited for people to come.
如果那个时候耶稣不去他们的这个圣殿，不去他们的人们中间，只是等着别人到他面前来的话，这个故事完全就不会是这样子了。
Jesus intentionally entered into our lives.
耶稣在那里是自己主动的进入到我们的生命中来。
He did worship with them in the temple.
他和他那些人们在一起庙中，在这个圣殿中一起祷告。
We know he went to at least one wedding and party with them.
他也到人们中间去，他参加了他们的婚礼。
He even made wine for them.
他甚至在婚礼上为大家做了酒。
He worked with them on fishing boats.
他和那些他的门徒在这个渔船上一起工作。
And I'm pretty sure he laughed at their jokes too.
我也很肯定，那个耶稣也和他们一起开玩笑。
Because Jesus had a sense of humor.
因为耶稣是有幽默感的。
But he also had a heart. He cried when Lazarus died.
但是他也有一颗怜悯的心。当耶斯拉萨路死的时候，他和他在那里哭泣。
He went to people who are broken, real people.
他到了那些人们中间，那些人是实在是很痛苦的人中间。
The Great Commission says go, it doesn't say come. We have to go.
大使命是说去，不是说来，我们要去。
But we also want people to come because Jesus did both. There is balance.
我们也希望人能够到我们中间来，是因为耶稣基督是在那里平衡的做这个事的。
This is something that people have done for thousands of years, worship together as a body in one place.
我们在这里做的就是像几千年来人们一起做的一样，就是在一起像一个集体整体一样一起在敬拜。
It's not comfortable for everybody.
这样的话不一定是对每个人来说都是很舒服的事情。
But Jesus didn't only go to places that made him comfortable.
但是耶稣基督并没有去那些使他舒服的地方。
Do you think that Jesus only suffered on the cross or only suffered when he wept in the Garden of Gethsemane?
你是不是想是耶稣只是在十字架上的时候，或者是他在哥西马尼园的时候他才受苦呢？
The Bible calls him the man of sorrows.
圣经是说他是那个悲伤的人。
Because he is also God, he knows people will reject him, and yet he spoke to them.
但是耶稣还是那位神，他知道人们拒绝他，但是他还是和对人们说传福音。
You can tell from the Bible that Jesus knew that Judas was going to betray him, but he still washed his feet beforehand.
从圣经上我们知道，耶稣知道犹大会背叛他，但是他仍旧在那里替犹大洗脚。
That's because he really saw into people's hearts.
因为他实在是看到人的心中的事。
There's a difference between seeing superficially and seeing deeply, like the sheep.
在实际上这个事情是这样子的，就是说，这个区别是很大的，就是只是从表面上看，或者是从深度来看，就像那个羊一样。他只看表面。
I think in Chinese, I don't know the difference between saying, "Do you hear or do you listen?"
我不知道中文是不是有区别，你听见还是你专心听
？Because hearing and listening is different.
因为在英文中是两个不同的字，但是中文中你要知道，这个听见和专心听是完全是两个字。
You know that when you use your phone and the connection is bad, you say, "Can you hear me?"
如果你用电话的话，当这个连接信号不强的话，你会说你听到我了吗？
But like a father will tell a child or a child will tell the father, are you listening to me? That means are you paying attention? Even though you hear me, you're not paying attention.
但是就像一个爸爸对一个孩子说，你是不是在听专心听我啊？就是他就是说。
So,
有两个字。
That's the difference between hearing and listening.
专心听和听见我。
And that's the difference between seeing and deeply seeing.
就是像看见和从深度看见，是完全是两个字。
Jesus went and Jesus saw.
耶稣去那里，然后耶稣看见。
And what did he see? He saw their need.
但是他看见什么？他看见那些人们的需要。
He sees our needs and he does have compassion on us.
他看见我们的需要。他也是对我们有怜悯。
A pastor said, "The tragedy today is the world is in desperate straits, but Christians do not feel it."
这个是今天有一个牧师说，今天世上的悲剧就是这个世界有一个有一个完就是有一个实在是很需要，但是我们这些基督徒完全没有看见。
We always think there is time to go later, time to see, and then time to care.
我们常常这样想，有足够的时间我们可以到外面去看，或者是到外面去行，但是时间是没有的。
Yeah, time can be very short.
时间是很短的。
President Kennedy once said, before he was assassinated, he said, "Almost all presidents leave office feeling that their work is unfinished. I have so much to do and so little time to do it in."
这个肯尼迪总统在这个被刺杀的之前，他这样说：每一个总统在离开办公室的时候，他都是说：我还有很多事情没有做。就是我也是说，我有 太多的事情要做，但是我有太少的时间来完成这些事情。
Even a dedicated evangelist like Billy Graham missed an opportunity to share with President Kennedy.
即使像这样一个大传道家，就是葛培里牧师，他也失去了一个向肯尼迪总统传福音的机会。
Because President Kennedy once asked him whether Billy Graham believed that Jesus is coming back.
有一次，这个肯尼迪总统问这个葛培里牧师说：“你是否相信主耶稣基督就很快就要回来了？”
Of course, Billy told him, "I believe with all my heart that Jesus is coming back."
当然，葛培里说：“我用从我的身心中，我完全相信主耶稣基督就要回来了。”
Then the president asked him if he could talk with him at the White House. He invited Billy to go back to the office with him.
那时候肯尼迪总统就对葛培里说，你能不能到我的办公室来跟我讲讲这个事情，然后肯尼迪总统就邀请葛培里到他的办公室去。
But Billy Graham said he turned President Kennedy down.
但是葛培里牧师那个时候拒绝了这个总统的要求。
But for a good reason, because Billy Graham was running a fever and he had a cough, he didn't want to give it to the president.
但是有一个很好的理由，因为葛培里那个时候有发烧，也有鼻子塞住，他说他也不想把这个感冒传染给总统。
So Kennedy says, "Don't worry, I'm with sick people every day."
肯尼迪说不用担心，我每天面对的都是生病的人。
Shortly after that incident, he was assassinated in Dallas.
就这个事情过了没多久，肯尼迪就在达拉斯被刺杀了。
In his autobiography, Billy Graham says, he will never find out what President Kennedy wanted to talk to him about.
在自传中，葛培里说，我永远不会知道葛培里，我永远不会知道总统想问我什么事情了。
How many opportunities have you and I missed?
你和我真的是失去了多少这样的好机会呢？
The fourth word to look at is that Jesus said.
第四个字我们要看的就是耶稣说。
He gives a wonderful lesson to his disciples about evangelism.
他给了一个他的门徒们一个有关传福音的一个很好的教训。
There's plenty of work to do, but very few workers to do it.
他说要收的庄稼非常的多，但是做工的人很少。
And it is not only the job of preachers and deacons; it's the job of everyone.
这不是单只是我们教会的牧者和教会的执事的工作，是我们每一个人的工作。
In fact, many times those who teach from the pulpit are less effective than if you shared with your friends.
很多时候站在这个讲台上讲道的人，往往还比不上你们出去传福音呢。
Because Jesus went into their midst.
因为耶稣基督是到了他们中间去。
And he saw their need.
他看见了他们的需要。
And in his heart, he really cared and he had compassion for them.
在他的心中，他真的是很关心他们，有完全的怜悯在他们身上。
So that's why he said, "Ask the Lord of the harvest, pray to send more workers." That means to send us, not someone else.
就是说，你们要求主，有当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼，就是说我们要出去。
We always think he's talking about somebody else, but he's talking about us.
我们有经常想他在讲别人的，叫别人做这个事情，但是他是对我们说的这个话。
Even Peter made this mistake.
就是彼得也犯了这个错误。
Jesus is talking to him and says, "What about John? What is he supposed to do?" And Jesus says, "Mind your own business."
这个他对耶稣对彼得说，哎。你去做这个事先，但是彼得说，哎，那个约翰是怎么样呢？这要他去做吧。但是耶稣说，这不关约翰的事情，我是跟你说的。
Jesus sets the example for us because he was sent and he sends us.
耶稣给我们立了这样一个榜样，因为他是被神差来的，他也要差我们出去。
But we can't do it on our own strength, except for the fact that Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit to help us.
我们不能用自己的力量做，只是我们要靠主耶稣基督给的力量，我们才能做。
Really, it is the Holy Spirit that can give us compassion in our hearts.
只有圣灵能给我们这个怜悯的心。
A group of businessmen were returning from a convention.
有一组这个商人从那个开会的地方回来。
They promised their wives they'd be home in time for the weekend.
他们 在那里答应他们的太太们说他们一定会在周末前回来。
So they were rushing like mad on a Friday afternoon to make their flights home.
他们在礼拜五的下午就是快快的要去坐这个飞机，能够在礼拜五的晚上在家吃晚餐。
And you know at the airport people are running in every direction. It's not all going one, it's easy. But they're going here, they're going there, everyone's running around.
你知道在这个飞机场里面大家从左到右从前到后到处跑来跑去，不是从朝一个方向跑的。
And most of us now try to save money, so we try to bring it, carry on our luggage to the plane instead of checking it in.
我们现在的话，很多人也为了省钱，就把很多行李就带到飞机上去，而不是放在当做行李的托运。
So certain times at the airport is chaotic.
有时候在一段时间，在这个飞机场里面简直是很混乱。
So one of them accidentally knocked over a table displaying a basket, displaying many baskets of apples.
有一个人呢、啊，在那里不小心碰翻了一个桌子，桌子上有很多的苹果在啊，有一个篮子。
Yeah. Without looking back, they all kept running to the gate.
也不往回看，他们都继续的往这个飞机飞机那个上飞机的地方跑。
All of them ran except for one man.
所有的人都跑过去了，只有一个人。
He called out to his friends, "Go ahead, I'll catch you later."
他对他的朋友说，哎，你们快去吧，我马上就会赶上的。
Because he felt compassion for the girl selling the apples.
他那时候心里有怜悯的心，那个对这个怜悯的心是对那个卖苹果的女孩子产生的。
And he was glad he did.
他很高兴他做了这样的事情。
Because the 16-year-old girl selling the apples was totally blind.
因为那个16岁的卖苹果的姑娘是一个盲人。
She was crying softly.
那个女孩子在那里轻轻的哭。
Tears of frustration running down his cheeks.
她的脸上流下了眼泪，她也很悲伤。
She fell to her knees and began to sweep her hands across the floor to look for the apples that she couldn't see.
她跪下来，她就是看不见，所以她用这个手来摸地上的掉到地上的苹果。
And people just walked around her, avoided her.
很多人从身边走过，但是只是不碰她，从她边上走过。
But this man knelt down on the floor and helped her with the apples.
这个人，他就蹲下来帮助她捡这个苹果。
Some of the apples were battered and bruised, so he set them aside in a different basket for her.
有一些苹果已经因为掉在地上这个已经破坏了，所以呢，他就把那些坏的苹果单独放在一个篮子里。
So when he finished, he pulled out his wallet and gave her $40.
当他做完这个事情的时候，他就把他的皮夹子拿出来，给那个女孩子40块钱。
I'm sorry, my friend spoiled your day.
我很抱歉，我的朋友们今天让你受伤了。
Take this $40 for the damage we did to your apples.
请你接受这40块钱，这些是给你那些因为我们有些苹果弄坏了，给你的补偿。
Are you okay?
你可以吗？
And she nodded through her tears.
那个女孩子一边哭一边点头。
So he started walking away.
然后那个男的就走掉了。
And the girl called out after him.
然后那个女孩子就对他喊道
，Mister.
先生。
He stopped in mid stride and turned to look at her.
那个。男的就转身看他。
And she asked him, "Are you Jesus?"
那个女孩子说，你是耶稣吗？
And the man said, "No, I'm nothing like Jesus."
那个人说，我完全不能和耶稣相比。
And then the girl said,
那个女孩子说，
"I only asked because I prayed for Jesus to help me pick up my apples."
我问你这个，因为我在那里祷告，派耶稣到我这里来帮我捡苹果。
And he sent you to help me, so you are like Jesus.
所以那女孩说，你刚才就帮助了我，你就像耶稣。
The man kept walking to his gate and the question just stayed in his heart.
那个人接着走向了那些登机的地方，但是那个问题就一直存在他心里。
Do people mistake us for Jesus sometimes?
是不是人们有时候把我们误认为耶稣？
Isn't that what we are supposed to be if we call ourselves Christians, which we have Christ's name in us.
是不是我们真的就该这样？因为我们就作为我们是被叫做基督徒的，所以我们应该有时候被当作基督呢
？Can we be more like Jesus so that people can recognize Him?
是不是我们应该更像耶稣一样，然后人们就能够认识我们呢
？As we live in this comfortable world and interact with others who are comfortable.
我们在住在这个舒服的地方，也舒舒服服的和别人打交道。
But they are blind to their own needs.
但是很多人 对他自己所需的,
Most people, even if they have needs, don't want to share with you.
很多人即使他们有需要,
just think, we always just walk by and say, how are you doing today?
很多人只是从这里边上走过, 只是说今天你好吗?
But nobody really wants to know how you're doing because they don't have the time to listen to you.
但是他们真的是想知道今天你好吗? 他们没有时间知道你今天有没有
If we claim to know Jesus, then we should live and walk like he did.
我们如果宣告我们像耶稣一样，是不是我们应该像耶稣那样的行，那样的走呢？
Knowing Jesus is more than just quoting scripture and going to worship.
认识耶稣不是只是说我们要从经文中拿一些经文来讲，或者not
just quoting scripture and going to worship.
或者只是去敬拜神。
It's actually living his word, asking him for help to be faithful.
实际上是要活得像耶稣基督一样，求耶稣基督能够帮助我。
Jesus paid for us with his life.
耶稣为我们付上了他的生命。
So we should start living as though we are worth the price that he paid.
我们也要像他，我们活的时候，应该像他一样，然后这样的话才能配得上他。
Paul wrote in Galatians, I have been crucified with Christ and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
这个保罗在加拉太书是这样写的，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。 他是爱我,
An old pastor in Scotland described how sad some sheep end up being.
有一个苏格兰的牧师是这样写道，那个有一些羊最终是多么的悲伤。
Because they wander off and they get lost.
因为他们在那里四处乱走，然后他们就丢失了。
They drop down into places to eat what they think is better grass and they can't get back up.
他们那些羊就跑到了一个很深的地方，那些羊就觉得那个是草很好，他们到那里去吃草，但是他们最后被丢失了。
The Scottish pastor said that the grass on the Scottish Highlands are extra good and sweet.
那个苏格兰的一个牧师是说，那个苏格兰这个南部的一些草场是非常的美。
I don't know how he knows the grass is sweet unless he's eating grass himself.
我不知道这个牧师凭什么说这个草比较甜，除非他自己是吃草的。
But sheep will fall down 10 feet deep and then stay there and eat the grass until there's no grass left and then they can't move.
那个羊呢，它就会掉下这个十尺高的地方，然后呢，它就在那些很大概是草很深的地方吃草，一直吃到那些草被吃光了。
And then they can't move.
然后那些羊就没有地不能动了。
Kind of feels like when we go to Old Country Buffet, right?
差不多就像我们去那个Old Country Buffet去吃饭一样，感觉是一样的。
The shepherd hears them crying, but he doesn't save them.
那个牧羊人听见那些羊在那里叫，那些哭喊，但是他并不去救那些羊。
Because sometimes they're on a cliff. If you try to save them, they'll fall down even deeper.
这些羊呢就在那个悬崖的边上，如果你去叫它的话，它不小心那些羊就会掉下那个悬崖。
Until they're so full and they're so tired they can't move, then he comes and saves them.
一直在等到那些羊吃得很饱，然后那些不能动了，然后这个牧羊人才去救他们。
Then he will put a rope around the sheep and pull them up.
他会在这个用一根绳子捆住羊，然后把这个羊吊上来。
So why doesn't the shepherd go right away?
为什么那些羊不是马上就能跑过去呢?
Because the sheep is so foolish, he might jump further down.
因为那些羊实在是很蠢，有可能那些羊再往下跳，就跳到更深的悬崖下面去。
That is also a form of compassion.
这也是一种怜悯。
Doing what fits the person in need.
只是做那些人所需要的。
That's how people are as well.
这是对人来说也是如此。
They won't come to Christ sometimes until all the pleasures run out.
那有些人是一直要等到所有的快乐都没有的时候，他会才会到耶稣面前来。
And then your good days are gone.
一直等到好日子没有了。
You grow older, you grow weaker.
越来越衰老了。
And you don't feel so self-confident and self-sufficient.
一直要等到你不再有那么自信，不再有那么的觉得自己了不起的时候。
Then you worry about how much money you got saved in the bank so you can live, because you don't know how long you're going to live.
然后呢，那个人呢才会担心在银行里存了多少钱，因为他们不知道他们要活多久。
But God doesn't want us to wait until then. He wants us today.
但是神并不是让我们一直要等到那样的时候，神要我们是今天就要我们。
You read what Jesus said.
你刚才读到耶稣说了什么？
He will keep us safe.
耶稣会让我们得平安。
The good news is Jesus is the good shepherd.
好消息就是耶稣是那个好牧人。
The moment we stop trying to save ourselves, then he can save us.
等到我们不再觉得我们要自己救自己的时候，耶稣会救我们。
One of the turning points in my life was when I went to a mission conference in D.C.
我一生中有一个很大的转折点，就是有一次我到这个 D.C. 去参加一个聚会，基督教的聚会。
In December of 1995, Louis Palau spoke at the mission conference.
在1995年的时候，我那个聚会的时候，有一个人叫 Louis 的人，他在那个聚会上说了这样的话。
I don't remember his exact words, but he said something like this.
我记不得他确切的时候说的是什么样的话，但是他大体上的意思是这样。
There are so many people here tonight.
今天在这个晚上，在这里有很多的人。
Still thinking they're waiting for Jesus to call them into service.
他们在那里等待，耶稣呼召他们去服事。
But what you don't know is Jesus has been calling for 2,000 years.
但是你不知道的是，耶稣基督已经在那里呼唤了2000年了。
Jesus is waiting for every one of us to dedicate our lives to him.
耶稣希望我们呼召我们每一个人都能够完全的委身。
The gospel is only good news when it arrives in time to save someone.
这个福音只有在合适的就是能够在立即能够救人的时候才是一个好的福音。
So that night when I heard his words, the Holy Spirit spoke to me.
那天晚上我听见他的话语，那个圣灵就对我说了。
As clearly as if I could hear a voice.
就是像一个完全的一个清晰的声音在我的耳朵边。
Do you want to be counted among the sheep of the good shepherd?
你愿不愿意称作那个好牧人的羊呢？
Then we must answer the call.
我一定要答应这个呼召。
Ask yourself.
问你自己。
Do you want to be the person who picks up the apples?
你愿不愿意做那个捡起苹果的人呢？
I wish I could be more like the person who picks up the apples.
我愿意更像那个捡起苹果的那个人。
Because he had compassion.
因为他有怜悯。
I don't mean I'm going to give $5, $10 to every street corner person who's asking for money. I don't mean that.
我不是说我要在每个街转角的时候给那些要饭的人一人五块钱。
But I think whatever compassion I have, God has given me to help me.
我要把我的怜悯就像神给我的怜悯一样。
Christianity is not about just going through a few steps in order not to go to hell.
基督教并不是说我们就走那么几步，然后就足够了，让我们不要去地狱。
Jesus wants a relationship with us today.
耶稣需要今天想要今天就和我们有这样一个关系。
But we're so busy.
但是我们太忙了。
Even those who serve in church are so busy.
即使我们在教会服事的人也是太忙了。
We as sheep don't have a close relationship with our shepherd. How can we grow?
我们这些羊如果没有这个牧羊者的话，我们相互之间都不能有一个好关系，我们怎么自己能够成长呢？
Do we hear the shepherd's voice?
我们有没有听见牧羊人的声音呢？
Are we listening to the good shepherd?
我们有没有听好牧人的声音呢？
Are we going to go through this gate or his gate?
我们要进这个羊门，耶路撒冷的这个羊门，还是进耶稣他自己这个门？
We are not sheep going to be slaughtered.
我们不是去那里献祭的那些牲畜。
Because our shepherd already died for us.
因为我们的牧羊人已经为我们而死了。
The worker must first believe himself.
这个工人
not believe in himself, must believe in the truth himself.
这个工人一定要自己能够信靠这个事实。
Do you believe that Jesus is your good shepherd?
你有没有相信耶稣基督就是你的好牧人呢？
I ask myself that question. Do I believe that Jesus is my good shepherd?
我有时候问自己这个问题，我自己是不是相信主耶稣基督是我的好牧人？
If we are not convinced of that, how do you think you're going to convince anyone else to believe in Jesus?
如果你自己都不能相信这样一个事情的话，你怎样去说服别人来相信这样一个事情呢？
In the parable of the prodigal son, the older brother was also sinful. Not just the prodigal son.
在这个
prodigal son
浪子
回头
在这个浪子回头的那个比喻中，那个长子也是个罪人。
The father wanted the older brother to repent as well, to change.
那个父亲希望他那个长子能够悔改，能够变化。
That is why the Bible says that all have sinned, not just the prodigals.
所以我们的圣经是这样说，我们所有人都有罪，不单单是那个浪子有罪。
Now, do you believe that there is something better than this life?
你有没有相信在将来有比现在这个世上更好的生？
Because sometimes I believe I live as though there is nothing better than this life. I want everything here now.
有时候我是自己都是相信我在今生所得的都是最好的，我不相信将来还有比这更好的，所以我现在要得到我一切能得到的更最好的东西。
I may preach to you and say I believe there is a heaven and a hell.
有可能我对你们在这里讲道说他将来有天堂也有地狱。
But maybe sometimes I'm living as though there is no heaven, there is no hell. This is it.
但是有时候我也像其他人一样，就说没有天堂也没有地狱，现在就是一切。
In this book by Henri Nouwen called Our Greatest Gift, he talks about faith and hope.
这个有一个 Henry 这个人写了一本书，他将那些讲了这个我们的现在和将来的希望。
And the life of faith.
和信心的生活。
He imagines twins living in their mother's womb before birth.
他在那里想象有这样一个双胞胎在出生之前在他们母亲的子宫里的情景。
A brother and a sister.
一个是男一个女。
The sister said to the brother, I believe there is life after birth.
那个女的对这个男的说我相信这个出生以后就有生命了。
Her brother was angry.
他的兄弟就很生气。
No, this is all there is.
这个就是我们现在的就是这个一生了。
This is a cozy place, we like it.
这个很温暖的地方，我很喜欢它。
We have nothing else to do but cling to the cord and get fed.
我们要做的什么事都不用做，只要是就在那里吸取养料就行了。
But the twin sister insisted there must be something more than this dark place.
但是那个女的双胞胎中间女的就说在这个世界之外一定还有其他的世界。
There must be something else, a place with light where there is freedom to move around.
一定有这样一个世界有这个光，然后有这个我们可以手脚可以动，自由的动。
But she could not convince her brother.
但是那个女孩子是没有办法说服她的这个兄弟。
After some silence, she asked again.
沉默了一会儿，那个女孩子又问了。
I have something else to say.
我还另外还有个事情要说。
And I'm afraid you won't believe that either.
我想你大概不会相信这个是我说的。
But I think there's a mother.
但是我想那我们还有个妈。
Her brother became really mad.
那个兄弟实在是很生气。
A mother? He shouted.
一个妈。
What are you talking about?
你说什么呀？
I've never seen a mother and neither have you.
我从来看见我的妈，我也看不见你。
No, 我从来没有看过我妈妈。 你也没有看过。
啊啊，你也没有看过 ，sorry。
Who put that idea in your head？
那个，这谁把这个主意就放在你的头脑中呢
？As I told you, this place is all we got。
我告诉你了，这个地方就是我们有的一切的东西了。
Why do you always want more？
为什么你总是要更多的东西呢
？Why can't you be content？
为什么你不能满足呢
？This is not such a bad place。
这个地方不太很好啊。
The sister was really overwhelmed by her brother's answer。
这个女孩子听了她弟兄弟的话之后，她也很高兴。
很 overwhelmed，
很
怕，
很怕，很怕。Sorry。
For a while, she didn't dare to speak anymore。
有一阵子，她甚至说不出话来。
But she couldn't let go of her thoughts。
但是她不能让她的想法离开她。
Because she only had one person to talk to。
因为她只有一个人可以说话。
Nobody else there。
没有其他人可以说话。
Don't you feel those squeezes every once in a while？
你有没有觉得，有时候我们有外面的东西来挤我们
？They are quite unpleasant, sometimes even painful.
有时候这个感觉不是很好，甚至很痛。
The brother said, "Yes. What about that?"
那个兄弟说，是啊，那是什么呢
？What's special about that?
那个有什么特殊呢
？Well, the sister said.
那个姐姐就说
，I think these squeezes are there to get us ready.To go to another place.
那个姐姐就说，我想这个在那里的这个挤压和痛，就是让我们去另一个世界的。
So when you're being squeezed in this world, you are getting ready to go to another place.
如果你在这个世上被挤压的话，你就差不多要准备去另一个世界。
The sister said, "A much more beautiful place than this. Do you believe it?"
这个姐姐说。那个世界比现在我们所待的是更美得多，你有没有相信呢
？You think Bellevue was the best place in the universe? Far from it.
你觉得 Bellevue 是在这个宇宙中最好的地方吗？完全不是。
The brother didn't answer anymore. He was tired.
那个弟弟没有再回答了，他很累了。
He was fed up with all that foolish talk.
他就因为这个讲话，他就已经很疲倦了。
He felt that he would best just ignore her. Maybe she will shut up.
那个兄弟他就觉得最好不要理这个姐姐，然后那个姐姐就不说话了。
In the mother's womb, the question for them is there life after birth?
在母亲的这个子宫里，对他们的问题就是有没有另外一个世界。
The question you and I should ask today is there truly life after death? Do you believe it?
你和我今天要问的问题就是说，是不是我们死了以后还有另外一个世界？
I just want us to end by reading two verses.
我这里让大家一起读两段经文，然后我们今天就作为结束。
Let's read in English first.
读英文先。
For in this hope we were saved, but hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what he already has? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we will wait for it patiently. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness.We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express.
我们读罗马书八章二十四节。我们得救是在乎盼望，只是所见的盼望不是盼望，谁还盼望他所见的呢？所看见的何必再盼望呢？以忍耐等候，况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出的替我们祷告。
Now, it's okay. Let's stand and read Galatians chapter 2 once more. Let's stand and read reverently.
我们一起起立，我们一起再来读哥罗西书二章二十节。
Slowly and follow along in English first.
从英文先读。
I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。况且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我， 为我舍己。
This is why he is our good shepherd.
这就是为什么他是我们的，耶稣是我们的好牧人。
Let us pray.
那我们一起祷告。
Father God, thank you for Jesus Christ.
亲爱的天父啊，我们谢谢主耶稣基督。
We thank you for giving your Son to us.
我谢谢你把你的儿子耶稣基督给我们。
Who is also part of the Trinity.
也是，那也是三一真神中的一位。
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
父、圣父、圣子和圣灵。
May we rely on the strength of the Holy Spirit today.
让我们能够依靠圣灵的力量。
Because it is as Jesus with us still in this life.
因为主耶稣基督在这个一生中也与我们同在。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
Grant us strength.
给我们力量。
Make us go.
让我们去。
Make us see.
让我们看见。
Give us compassion.
给我们怜悯。
Let us go out into the fields for the harvest.
让我们再去庄稼地收割庄稼。
In whatever way you choose for us.
不论你给我们选择怎样的路。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们在这里奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
大家请坐。